Iowa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. We're following breaking news. Rudy Giuliani has filed for bankruptcy just days after being ordered to pay $148 million in a defamation lawsuit in Georgia. Experts say that filing will allow him to appeal the award. In Prague, at least 10 people are dead in a mass shooting. Danny Eberhards with the BBC.
The interior minister sought to reassure citizens that, following the elimination of the gunman, there was no imminent danger. A student who said he'd been caught in his classroom posted a photo of a door barricaded from the inside, saying he'd been praying to make it out alive.
The holiday travel rush is on.
Make sure you have a bottle or pacifier for takeoff and landing.
Pre-check, clear, things like that.
California is getting slammed by storms. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen.
In the flood watch area, there could be 2 to as much as 4 inches of rain, and in some cases, higher amounts in some of the heavier thunderstorms. There will be extensive roadway flooding.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Expect lawmakers to audit diversity practices in Wisconsin state government next year after the recent deal with the Universities of Wisconsin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says opportunity in Wisconsin should be colorblind.
That's what I think America should be all about. Hard work equals success.
And DEI does not get people there.
Not in my mind, and that's what I'm trying to get at.
Voss tells the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network the state made bipartisan gains on shared revenue, the Brewer's Bill, and new literacy guidelines in 2023. Xcel Energy customers can expect to pay more next year. A rate increase will raise the typical monthly electric bill by about $1 and natural gas bills by about $3. The increase will pay for future renewable energy projects. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Visit Eau Claire is asking the community to help pick a sculpture to remain in the city permanently. The city has 20 different sculptures to choose from, and Visit Eau Claire's People's Choice event will decide which one gets to stay. Each year, the organization donates a sculpture to the city's permanent collection, and the remaining sculptures are returned to the artists who made them. Some of the previous sculptures chosen to stay include a triangle-shaped sculpture with a hole cut out, a metal bear, and a high-fiving dog. Wisconsin State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he wants a comprehensive audit of diversity programs in Wisconsin state government agencies. According to a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report, the audit would seek to determine if agencies use DEI programs to give extra credit to candidates based on race. He hopes to have the review completed by 2025, which would allow state lawmakers to consider it while drafting the next 2-year state budget. Voss recently pressured the universities of Wisconsin to cap DEI positions. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Bucks host the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Orlando Magic tonight at Fiserv Forum. Although the Bucks have won 5 games in a row, Bobby Portis was asked what could the team work on to improve tonight.
I think start with defense, trying to just build it. Obviously, it's a new system for us. We're trying to do a lot of new things and have different, reads and different, coverages. For the long haul.
NFL, the Green Bay Packers are playing the Carolina Panthers at noon Sunday, Christmas Eve. With just 3 games left in the season, could they still make the playoffs? I asked Jordan Love.
Yeah, I mean, we got to win. We got to, 3 opportunities to go out there and get a win. The goal right now is to get to 9-8 and then obviously let the playoffs kind of play themselves out and see if we can get a shot in there. But obviously bouncing back after 2 tough losses, we just got to find a way to go win these last 3.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Stuck under mostly cloudy skies today as high temperatures soar to the low 40s. By tonight, we'll be cloudy with a chance of drizzle through the overnight hours as lows fall to the upper 30s. Tomorrow, that drizzle turns to rain and brings patchy fog along with it. Right now, it's 39.
Timeout!
Oh, right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albar.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, over on the board. Welcome into hour number two of the big program for this Thursday, December 21st, 2023. Now 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. At the bottom of the hour, the fantastic, the great Matt Flynn, our friend and colleague. Host of Matt Flynn Direct every afternoon from 2 until 4 will be here at 1:30 in on our show a little earlier. And he's going to be talking about his brand new book. Did you know this? I know many of you probably know that Matt Flynn is an attorney, former chairman of the Democratic Party. But did you know that Matt Flynn is also an author? He's written several books. His latest one is called The Court of Last Resort.
However, quick note, if you look up the title, add his name, because there is a TV series with the same name, and that's what comes up first.
Oh,
all right. Because, you know, this book is brand new.
Right.
TV series has been out a while.
All right. Good to know, Mr. Thomas. Thank you. The Court of Last Resort, the book, is what you want to look for, and available where you buy books. And Matt Flynn will be along at the bottom of the hour talking about that. Thank you to Luke Mathers. Great to have him on the show before the end of the year with a little Thursday tangents with Luke. Always a great time. Appreciate him taking the time for us. And want to just put a button on the main topic we were talking about in hour number one of Trump's, former President Trump's latest comments, quoting Mein Kampf and Hitler, saying that immigrants to this country, quote, poison the blood, unquote, right out of Mein Kampf. And then the audacity to say, you know, no, I've never read it. Mr. Zommers brings up the reporting that Ivanka Trump, Donald's first wife, actually had said on the record that he actually had that kind of stuff on his book stand and read that kind of stuff. So, I mean, take it for what it is. But, you know, reading the new Colossus, the poem at the bottom of the Statue of Liberty, the first hour, and I appreciate that it touched a nerve. It should. That's what America at our best. We get emotional over these things that bind us together that are not geography or race or religion, but they are the ideals that are unique to binding Americans together. And the fact that we are all immigrants, unless we are Native American or have Native American heritage, all of us are immigrants in some form or another to this country. 844-967-2789. I know Kurt has been holding on quite a while. We appreciate you holding through the break, Kurt. What did you want? Thanks for listening and joining the show, Kurt from Madison. What were your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I apologize for still tagging on the prior subject.
No, it's fine.
I'll make it quick. When people get so upset about the individuals that are, you know, trekking across hundreds of miles of Mexico to get into the United States, I really have to stress people need to start using Google and start, or an AI engine, and look at how the United States was guilty of disrupting and damaging many countries in South America. You know, when you pull shenanigans like this and you destabilize a region like Bush Jr. did with the Middle East, no one should be surprised what people will do, because when you're in dire straits and you're trying to survive, you will take those risks to move somewhere where you feel you have a chance. And I just want people to really start looking back on history. Matt would be saying the same exact thing if you don't know history. Yeah, so
right.
That's all.
I really appreciate you calling back, Kurt, and adding that on. I would say a couple of things, and I fundamentally, you know, agree with what you just said. I would say a couple of things, that yes, American foreign policy in some cases has added on to the disruption of other countries wanting more immigrants to come to the United States. And that's why I've talked on this show before about this program, which would probably never happen today, back in the 1980s. And get this, it was a former Republican from Wisconsin, Bob Caston, who co-sponsored this bill in the United States Congress that took money from the State Department and USAID, United States Agency for International Development, back in the 80s, when we were kind of fighting this full war between us and the former Soviet Union in places like Cuba and Central America. And they said, hey, instead of taking all that money and putting it into weaponry, why don't we create scholarships that would take really bright students from Central America that finish at the top or near the top of their class, but come from extraordinarily poor or poverty conditions, and they would never have an opportunity to get college otherwise, and bring some of those folks to the United States, a two-year full ride scholarship to a place like UW-Richland, UW-Barron County up by Amory, Marathon County, other places, and they would have degrees in business or computers with the requirement that they go back to their home country for at least 2 years. And the idea was to build stability and build democracy organically from within. And that by that way, if you improve the lives of people in some of these other countries, that fewer of them will want to come here, particularly those willing to risk their lives to come quote unquote illegally. Because if you ask a lot of people who are undocumented, would you rather have stayed back where you're from or come to the United States? A lot of them, if not most of them, are going to say, if my country were stable, I would have stayed there.
And right. So people, like, they're still proud of at least some aspect of their country, I imagine. I mean, everybody has some attachment to home, and it's where your family is.
Right. And much of their family, some of them have all their family here. So that makes sense why they want to come here. But Kurt's point is right, that if we did a better job with foreign policy, you would have fewer folks wanting to come here, particularly those wanting to come in quote unquote illegal ways and be undocumented. Let me also say this to Kurt's point. Whatever you agree with on former President George W. Bush's former foreign policy, I will say this, that one of the, of course, the worst injustice of 9/11 was the loss of almost 3,000 lives in New York over the fields of Pennsylvania and the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. But secondarily to that, one of the great tragedies of 9/11 was one of the best reforms or best one of the truest attempts at reform that actually got something done to move immigration, legal immigration forward, was George W. Bush and his policies when he split the former Immigration Naturalization Service into multiple parts to make it more efficient. And this is what I talked about before. Someone who worked in the federal government, that was exactly the reform we needed. Now, after 9/11, of course, he couldn't continue on with those plans because everything changed, right? Everybody was suspicious, and we all know the history after that. But one of the things that was lost was actually George W. Bush really actually getting bipartisan support to change positively the way the immigration system works in this country. And I think that's also important to remember. 844-967-2789. Stephen in Green Bay. Stephen, go ahead. Stephen, are you there? You're on the air. Stephen, go ahead.
So this is what I have to say about this whole immigration thing. I actually personally have people in my family that are what they were, what would be called dreamers. Mm-hmm. So they're not undocumented. They're documented. The government knows they're here. But this is what I got to say to all those far right people that call in and complain about people coming across the border. Most of those people are being documented one way or another. They're being stopped by, you know, U.S. Sure. Border Patrol or whatever it may be. And those people, when they, you know, get documented in the United States, a lot of them get jobs here and they pay taxes just like we do.
Correct.
The difference is that they don't get to file their taxes at the end of the year and get money back. They're essentially putting money into the pot and they're not taking it back out.
Yeah. And no social security benefits or anything else.
Yeah. So when these Republicans call in screaming about these people coming across the border, they're not screaming every year when they're filing their taxes and getting their tax returns back.
Yeah. No, great point, Stephen. Always appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Stephen in Green Bay. Appreciate you listening. 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Dick in Madison. Dick, thanks for calling. What say you?
Well, you know, I find it amazing. Let's say people, 55 and older, that remember the Reagan presidency, and let's say Republicans that were really big fans of the former president. Mm-hmm. They played part of one of his, well, it was his very last speech, I guess. Was on the 19th of January, the day before Inauguration Day of 1989, before he left office. Mm-hmm. And he's speaking to people in the White House, and I'm just paraphrasing him, and he's talking about how we will cease to be a leader in the world if we don't have immigration. Yep. And we don't have people from all over the world. And some of these same people that were hugely on board with the man, how could they have morphed to this?
Well, Dick, I'll do one better. You might remember this. Back in the primary, it was either 79 or 80 in the primary between Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush. There was a famous debate when they were debating which one on the Mexico border, whether, you know, they were trying to up each other, saying one of them saying, let's do away with the fences and everything altogether. And the other one saying, I'll actually make special visas for work. They were trying to open up the border. They were trying to get more immigrants. And this was the Republican primary of 1980.
And that's what I'm saying. It's just incredible. I mean, realize real young people that have gotten involved in this Trump craziness, but right. And this real crazy right from the Republican President right. Party. But man, I don't get it from people say 55 and up.
And you know as well as I do, Dick. Someone who grew up in rural Wisconsin, if not for both legal, documented, and to be honest, undocumented workers, the Wisconsin ag industry would collapse. That's a fact.
Yeah, that giant sucking sound would be the economy collapsing in the heat.
Dick, always great to hear from you. Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you, Dick. Thanks for holding on. We'll continue to follow this in the days and weeks and I'm sure in the year 2024 ahead. Off the text line here, WMDX says, is it that Milwaukee is hosting the 2024 Republican National Convention? Why Greg Abbott has yet to send the city any of the busloads or planes filled with undocumented immigrants, migrants, or asylum seekers? Well, I guess
maybe,
only
because he's sending them everywhere else.
Only Greg Abbott could answer that. We're going to turn the page. Weird things that college professors have made you do. We'll tell you about it after this. And Matt Flynn at the bottom of the hour. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ+ veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment.
We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. Mr. Zomer's on the board. 20 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Our friend and colleague Matt Flynn joins us at the bottom of the hour. So we're going to hear from him. But I've got an update now from the staff of Matt Flynn. You know, he has a large staff at his house. They live there year-round. I'm not sure if you knew this or not. Some of them are former lawyers. He has a team of lawyers at Matt Flynn Direct and other people.
And is that so? Does he, does he have a writer's room? Does he have
absolutely.
Foot massage team?
No foot massage team, although I believe he has a chef.
All right.
They make great cheese from Monroe down there. Anyway, Matt Flynn looks like he may be having some computer trouble, but he's going to call in at least at 1:30. So okay. We'll either see Matt via StreamYard or we'll talk to Matt over the phone. But look, Matt has a brand new book out. He is an author, a brand new book. We're going to talk about it. It's called The Court of Last Resort. Matt Flynn Direct coming up here in just a bit. But right now, I want to turn a page at 21 past the hour of one. It's that time of year where, you know, a lot of people, maybe a couple of folks, I always hated when I was in college. I had a professor that gave a final on the 23rd of December. And I thought, are you serious? Now, I had to drive an hour away from Platteville to Richland Center. But there were folks from out of state trying to get home for Christmas. Some of them trying to take flights. And professors are having finals on the 23rd of December.
Yeah, that's something that I went to Lawrence University in Appleton, and there the schedule is very much built around Wisconsin winters because, you know, they're intense sometimes.
They're intense.
So they were really doing very well about the breaks lining up with holidays and people leaving really early. And the professors were like, yeah, get out of here. Go home.
Really? Wow, that's fantastic. Well, anyway, but here are our crack staff from crack.com. Chris Paul has come up with a list now of 30 funny, awkward, or unbelievable things that professors did in class. Do you have something that a story or an anecdote, a memory of something that one of your professors did in class that was just over the top? Remember, they have to be, you know, FCC compliant, but 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, things that may have been unbelievable that professors did in class. I couldn't even hit the sneeze button in time. It's the swabs that went up my nose, but oh well. So here we go. Let's look at a couple of these. Here was a professor. Just scrolling down the list here. Here's someone who said, we were watching a movie with Grace Kelly. Remember the great actress Grace Kelly in it for one of my film classes. And the teacher asked us if we had any questions about the movie. One of the students raised his hand and said, quote, and I'm going to clean this up for radio, quote, professor, I don't have a question, but more of a statement. I'd like to stoop Grace Kelly. In other words, I like to have sex with Grace Kelly. The professor just looked for a moment at the student and then posed this question to the rest of the class. Quote, who else would like to have sex with Grace Kelly? Unquote. I mean, I don't know if the professor just thought, well, you know, I'll just go along with it. But I mean, that seems a little odd, a little unbelievable. Here's someone else says, my professor brought out a lizard puppet and had a poetry battle with it. He laughed the whole time. No one else did.
Oh, that's brutal.
Right? Where you think, oh, my college kids are like this, and you bring a puppet, and nobody else laughs. One more here before we go to the phone lines. Professor handed out an exam to 30 students, told them they could only use his pencil, and started an auction Gotta love economics. Everyone understood scarcity after that. So they tried to get the principle of scarcity to his class and said, you can only use this pencil. Who's going to bid for it?
I don't know if that's necessary to understand scarcity.
Well, I don't know, but he got the point across. So there you go. What else we got? Any stories on professors? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
I have one that's a little weird.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to describe it. I'm going to do my best.
All right.
So at Lawrence University, every student goes through a two-term. They have trimesters instead of semesters. So two-thirds of the year class called Freshman Studies, where it's basically liberal arts 101, where they're like, okay, we're going to look over all these different historical books, different kinds of media from various cultures and time periods, and look at different ways to think about it. And it's a lot of discussion. It's a very great class. But anyway, one day, one of the professors I had for it just came in and started acting. And they were like, I'm a bard. I just play my music or whatever. And just saying like variations of that and not anything else. And all of the students were just looking at each other like, what the hell is going on? I still don't know what the point of that class was, that like that one day.
Well, sometimes it's confusing, right? Sometimes it's confusing. We're talking about, from crack.com, 30 funny, awkward, or unbelievable things professors have done in class. Here's one. A professor opened a bookmark on a PowerPoint, on a projector. The first one that opened up was entitled Hot Bikini Sex. That's or maybe not, depending upon what it was. You know, maybe it was a winner. I don't know. But, you know, that's not something you want to have happen in class. Here's one. A professor brings a stray kitten to class, solicits food from the class to feed it, and then heads to the office to play with it for 15 minutes. I had a professor one time, I believe, UW-Richland or Platteville, I can't remember which, that said that the rule was you had to wait 15 minutes if you're the student. You had to wait 15 minutes, and if your professor didn't show up, you could leave. That was the rule. And we got like this might have been pre-email, but he put like a note on the door that said, wait for me for 45 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
It was like a 90-minute class.
No, not doing that.
A lot of people left. I think I was stupid enough to stay there.
I would have left and then come back later.
And he literally showed up like almost, you know, it was like 10 minutes left. But I got credit for being in the class.
If I'm that professor, I just canceled class that day.
Right. I know. Exactly. Right.
Like you can do that as long as you don't do it all the time.
Here's one. Says, I once had a soft-spoken older professor who wore a wireless mic so he could wander around and still be heard.
Oh, right. No. Did he leave it on going to the bathroom?
That's fine. Says he forgot to take it off when he went to the restroom during a break, and the whole class heard him urinate in surround sound.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew where that one was going.
Well, I'm just glad that he didn't sit down. You understand? That could have been bombastic.
If that was the case, I, as a student in the class, would have gone up and turned off the speakers.
Right? Or if you could, right? I don't know. Here's one. One class, my college astronomy professor did a demonstration of Newton's third law. He put on an army helmet and goggles, got in a radio flyer wagon, and held up a fire extinguisher. He pulled the pin and proceeded to rocket across the entire lecture hall. That'd be kind of fun.
That just sounds like someone knows how to have a good time.
You know who else knows how to have a good time? Our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn Direct. You're going to see another side of Matt. On the other side, don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown
and all of Wisconsin.
93.5, The Tap. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Festival Foods workers will get 3 weeks of paid leave after having a baby starting New Year's Day. The benefit also goes to workers who have a child placement, a new foster child, or adopts a new child. About 8,000 people work at festival locations around Wisconsin. AAA predicts a record of 7.5 million Americans will fly over the next 2 weeks, and some of them will have heart conditions.
If you're on a plane, be in an aisle seat. So if you're on a water pill or diuretic, you're going to be sitting for a long period of time. Your compression socks may be suggested.
Cardiologist Dr. Kim Perry says people who've had a heart attack or stroke within the last 6 months should clear any travel with their doctors beforehand. And if you feel any symptoms on a plane, tell a flight attendant right away. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley will be hosting a series of Narcan training sessions in January. According to a press release, the event will be held alongside the Chippewa County Department of Public Health, HSHS Sacred Heart and St. Joseph's Hospitals, and NWW Hope Coalition. All participants in the event will learn how to administer nasal Narcan, which can reverse an opioid overdose, and will receive a free Narcan kit to take home. The sessions will be held on January 11th and January 18th. Wisconsin Republicans are proposing a plan to legalize medical marijuana in the state. According to an Associated Press report, Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the proposal would be similar to the medical marijuana law in Minnesota before the state moved to full legalization. A vote on the proposal could happen sometime in 2024, allowing Wisconsin to join 38 other states in legalizing medical marijuana. Speaker Voss also reiterated that a push for legalized recreational marijuana was not on the table. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Bucks host the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Orlando Magic tonight at Fiserv Forum. Although the Bucks have won 5 games in a row, Bobby Portis was asked what could the team work on to improve tonight.
I think start with defense, trying to just build it. Obviously, it's a new system for us. We're trying to do a lot of new things and have different reads and different coverages. For the long haul.
NFL, the Green Bay Packers are playing the Carolina Panthers at noon Sunday, Christmas Eve. With just 3 games left in the season, could they still make the playoffs? I asked Jordan Love.
Yeah, I mean, we got to win. We got to, 3 opportunities to go out there and get a win. The goal right now is to get to 9-8 and then obviously let the playoffs kind of play themselves out and see if we can get a shot in there. But, obviously bouncing back after 2 tough losses, we just got to find a way to go win these last 3.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Stuck under mostly cloudy skies today as high temperatures soar to the low 40s. By tonight, we'll be cloudy with a chance of drizzle through the overnight hours as lows fall to the upper 30s. Tomorrow, that drizzle turns to rain and brings patchy fog along with it. Currently, it's 40 degrees.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Thursday, December 21st. Mr. Zommer's on the board. That Johnny Cash music, one of the greatest artists of all time, by the way, one of my favorites, and one of my favorite radio hosts, one of my favorite people in the world. One of the great honors of working at Civic Media is getting to know our next guest. He is the incomparable host of Matt Flynn Direct. He is an attorney, former two-time chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, a purveyor of fine things, and an all-around great guy. And did you know? An author as well. He is the author of such books such as Milwaukee Jihad, China Code, and a brand new book out called The Court of Last Resort. Please welcome to the program our friend, our colleague, Matt Flynn. Matt, how are you?
Well, thank you very much, Todd, and the honor is mine. I admire your show. I listen to it, and it's a great back-to-back, noon to four.
It is.
Me and Todd Olbo. It's great to be here, Todd.
Well, thank you. It's just great. And, you know, people, I call myself the unofficial president of the Matt Flynn fan club. And here's a couple of things that I've said this when you're not around. So I'm going to say it to your face. And I'm not sure if you're going to take this as a compliment or not. You know, look, one of the things that I used to, keyword used to admire, or not maybe not admire, but I got a kick out of Trump when he was the host of The Apprentice, because it was a very basic premise to a show. It was going to have two teams come on. You're going to have an assignment. You're told at the end you'll be judged by me and somebody else, and then there's going to be a loser and someone will get fired. And then they did the thing. There was a winning team and a losing team, and Trump fired somebody. It was a very simple premise, but it was vastly entertaining. When you listen to Matt Flynn Direct, there's a very simple premise. We're going to talk about news. I'm going to give you my informed. I'm going to be direct. I'm not going to mince words. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm just going to tell you the way it is. And then we're going to take callers. And it's fantastically entertaining, but it's also fantastically informative. And I get a kick out of all of it, including some of the great phrases such as fascism creeps in on little cat's feet.
We have a lot of fun with it, and I'll tell you what, we have some great callers. The callers really make it. You have great callers too, by the way, and I learn a lot from the callers, and they're kind of like my co-hosts or my interviewees, so
right.
I enjoy it very much.
And what we're going to talk about the book in a second, but just to talk about the show one more time, I think that people that, you know, what I love about it is when you read something obnoxious and then you just start chuckling. And it's not that you don't think it's serious business. It's just that it's so far-fetched and so bizarre that you have to laugh about it. Right?
And there's a lot to laugh with Trump and a lot of these people, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Right. What can you do but laugh? I mean, it's pretty sad, actually.
It is. But you do a great job. All right. For people that don't know, beyond everything I said about Matt, which is all true, what you might not know is he's also a great author. As I said, he's written books called Milwaukee Jihad and China Code. Also on the nonfiction side, something called Confessions of a Church Lawyer in Defense of Christianity. We'll get into that in a minute. But Matt, your latest book is called The Court of Last Resort. It's out now. I think it's a great idea for a stocking stuffer for the Christmas holiday season. Tell us about it.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Todd. Yeah, I love to write. My parents, I had the greatest parents any boy could have had. They encouraged me to write from a very young age. And I have written these four books. And The Court of Last Resort just came out a week ago. And I based it loosely on my experiences as a law clerk for the chief judge of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals long ago. But unlike the guy I clerked for, who was a paragon of virtue, the judge in Court of Last Resort is a former Marine commando. Mm-hmm. And he's one of these guys that demands absolute justice. And people get acquitted sometimes by juries in his court, but that doesn't sit well with him, the ex-commando. So he goes out at night and frankly kills them. And so this goes on and on. And the culmination, he bumps into a very corrupt Supreme Court justice. And I want to make it clear that it's fiction, okay? It's fiction.
timely, but it is fiction.
Yeah, but fiction. And that ends up in a bad thing. And an innocent man is accused of the crime. And the judge tries to get him acquitted and is unsuccessful. And then the terrible finale. But it's something, this is my favorite of the novels. China Code was based on... frankly, a lot of the things I say on the air about China, but the Chinese Communist Party sends assassins to the United States to kill a young math genius who's penetrated their codes. And there's one female CIA agent who protects them, and they're about to get killed. And then the gangs of Milwaukee, the African-American Latino gangs of Milwaukee, step in to protect them. And then the Milwaukee Jihad, ISIS, Islamic terrorists come to kill the math genius, and they are beaten. It's very much like a 9/11 thing. Mm-hmm. They're trying to blow up the jihadists, or the State of the Union address, and the government is saved. So these are, I found it exciting to write these. You may enjoy them, and anybody who listens to my show and would like to know some more about some of the issues we discuss, you see them in these books.
So we're talking to Matt Flynn, host of Matt Flynn Direct every afternoon on Civic Media from 2 until 4. Also is a great author as well. His latest book is called The Court of Last Resort. Matt, this is so timely. And again, emphasizing this is fiction, but it couldn't be more timely given all the things surrounding, whether it's Clarence Thomas or now there's this big court case from Colorado going to the U.S. Supreme Court. There's a lot of interest in the Supreme Court, more than I've seen in probably in my lifetime. I'm 54. In the writing process, Matt, as an author, which comes first? Is there something that you read and prepare for your show on the radio? You think, well, that's kind of a cool premise for a book. Or have you written? Did you start writing this book years ago, and it was just luck or the fates that made it so timely now?
Yeah, the latter, Todd. What I've done is over the years, I'll open a file on my computer for several books. I have several more, and I will jot down ideas over time, and then it coalesces. You have a general idea of what you're going to be doing, and what's absolutely astonishing to me is everything that I've written about. You can read in the newspapers today about the Supreme Court, what Trump's doing, what the Chinese are doing, what the jihadists are doing. And it kind of writes itself. But I just truly enjoy it. And it's very, very, it's recreational for me to do it. And as Todd says, The Court of Last Resort, there's another book with that title. So make sure you get the one that's by Matthew Flynn. It's available on Amazon. It's available anywhere books are sold. But you will get a kick out of it, and you will see some things about the Supreme Court and about courts that you had no idea were true. You have absolutely no idea were true, unless you're a lawyer who's a litigator. So there you have it, Todd.
I think that's one of the great things about your writing, and I haven't had the opportunity to read this whole thing, but I've seen excerpts of it, is that you're taking your experience. You've been a long-time attorney at almost every level, great attorney, two-time chair of the Democratic Party. You're a veteran, by the way. Thank you for your service in the United States Navy. But you take your knowledge and your experience. So even though it's a book of fiction, Matt, many of the things you write in here are based and are factual, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And not only that, even some of the names are people, if you're knowledgeable, and many people are not, about the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit in Chicago, it's in the Dirksen Building on Dearborn and Adams. You'll see some of the names of judges from the past, and some people in the staff down there. So this is very much a reflection of my experiences, and it was a wonderful experience clerking, but I just want to make it clear that none of the judges down there did what's described in this book.
When did you, like I said, you're a veteran. When did you first discover your love for writing amongst all these other things you've had in a fantastic life and continue to have? But when did you discover your love for writing and say, hey, you know what? I could do this and get published.
As I say, I had wonderful parents, and the first time I was 13 and I wrote my first quote novel, end quote, 60 pages long.
Wow.
It was a piece of juvenilia. And they said, enter it into an international competition. And you may not remember, you're younger, but Ravi Shankar was a great musician. He had an international, all countries, competition for music, writing, art, and so on. So I entered and I got one of the prizes. And I was 13 years old, and it got published in the Franklin News Record, which is a little paper. We lived in New Jersey because my dad was teaching at Rutgers.
Sure.
And that blew me away. And, you know, that kind of encouragement. And so I stuck with it. And I think it's important to encourage kids, whatever their ability, whatever their interest, just encourage them. Don't criticize them. Encourage them.
I could not agree with you more, Matt. Next Wednesday, we're going to have a mentor of mine. She's 93. She's still teaching dance. Just won the was awarded by Guinness Book World Records the longest continual dance teacher in the world, Betty Hayes Baxter from Southwest Wisconsin. And she says the same thing today. She's still teaching at 93, and she says you have to be patient with children, and you have to encourage them, because so many of these kids at home, they're not getting that now.
Right. Yeah, no, I think that's a good point. It's luck of the draw. I mean, you could be born anywhere. You and I could be born in any country in the world,
right?
Any kind of family situation. And we're just very blessed, quite frankly, to have had the upbringings we did.
I want to take a couple of minutes to just remind people of another nonfiction title that you have out there called Confessions of a Church Lawyer in Defense of Christianity. Not quite 5 minutes total, but give us a couple of minutes on this, on Confessions of a Church Lawyer, before we remind people one more time of the latest fiction work.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, this is one that I practiced law for 40 years. I'm retired now, but I handle a lot of different kinds of cases, and there are many things right now. Christianity, Judeo-Christianity, is under attack in this country and around the world culturally. And a lot of times people associate it with the right wing, that kind of thing. But the truth of the matter is that it deserves a more nuanced approach. It really does. And so my treatment of it is historical. I give examples of different cases, but also the importance. If you take a look at what underlies our culture, separation of church and state and the First Amendment and no established religion are right at the top, and that can never, ever be breached. But having said that, there's an underlying cultural history to our country and to our founding fathers, and every one of them came out of a Judeo-Christian tradition, but the genius was to then write that out of the government. In other words, they were the products of that, but everything that we hold dear, which is due process, equal protection, freedom of speech, personal liberties, all are attributable to a long tradition going back to the foundation of Christianity. Mm-hmm. And they're unique in the world. And so without any apologies, I stand up for Western civilization and for that cultural background, but not in a preachy way, not in a right-wing way. And it's using my reason and everybody's reason to realize that this is something very desirable, and this kind of default cultural attack on it all the time is misplaced, and it's confused with some right-wing political issues that have nothing to do with it.
Don't have time to get into it right now, but one of the great joys in getting to know Matt, a former two-time Democratic Party chair, myself as a former, keyword former Republican, left the party in 2011, you find out that we have so much more in common and view. We both have a love of the military, a respect for the military, of Christianity, but separation of church and state. There's so much that unites us, Matt. And if we sit and talk and listen to each other, it's that liberty and freedom and democracy that binds us as Americans.
That's exactly right. And it's irrespective of party.
Right.
There are terrific people in both parties, and some of the extremes get stigmatized as being the whole party on either side. And that's just not true.
Right. Totally agree. About a minute and a half left or so. Let's remind folks, the newest novel is called fiction is called The Court of Last Resort. You can buy it at Amazon.com or anywhere your books are sold. Make sure you get the right one. As Matt said, it's The Court of Last Resort by Matthew J. as in John Flynn, FLYNN. It's a great read, Matt. In a minute or so left, anything we haven't talked about or I haven't asked you, you'd like to make sure folks know about this great novel, The Court of Last Resort?
No, you did a great job. And I'll just say this, that it's based on a truthful set of experiences I had in Chicago in the federal court, which is the court that oversees Wisconsin, Indiana, and Chicago. And number two, the amazing power of federal judges. And number three, the fact that many of them are very honest, even though some at the top are not honest.
All right. What's coming up on Matt Flynn Direct after our show today, Matt?
Well, I'll tell you what isn't. Threats against the Colorado Supreme Court justices. Vicious threats.
Wow.
And other threats, Trump, and a lot of other things coming up very shortly.
Matt Flynn Direct right after us at the top of the hour. Thank you, Matt. Really appreciate you. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll see you at 2 o'clock.
The Tap.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. Our good friend, our colleague who we just talked to, we appreciate him taking time right before his own show, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct will come up right after us, have the news, a little weather, then 2 hours of Matt Flynn Direct. As he said, talking about what's happening, the outcome, the fallout, I should say, of the Colorado Supreme Court declaring that Donald Trump ineligible to be on the ballot in Colorado in 2024. And apparently now some of these judges receiving death threats. I mean, again, it's just reoccurrence. It goes back to this violence thing.
You know, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. And you know, you got these yahoos who are part of the MAGA leadership saying that, you know, we're ready to go to civil war again over this sort of thing. I mean, it's just violence is never the answer. It just isn't. And Matt will have all that. As he says, history in the making, history being made every minute of every day. Matt Flynn will take us to the front lines of history today on Matt Flynn Direct coming up after our show. Great to have him here, right?
Absolutely.
Always makes you feel better. We get to talk to people like Luke Mathers and Matt Flynn and all these other great folks. So as my 7th and 8th grade social studies teacher, Ken Lewis, is fond of saying, good time had by all. Great time had by all.
I've not read any of his books myself, but I did read the samples on Amazon of some of them. And I'm going through holiday gifts right now, see if there's anybody I could get that for. I'll have to think about that.
I'm just going to get it for myself. You know, I want to read it for myself. Take a look at it. So, check it out. Matt's brand new book, The Court of Last Resort. Buy it wherever your books or wherever you get your books, I should say. There you go. I was trying to find, I thought maybe we could go through a couple more of these things that college professors said.
Sounds good.
Before we were doing the Matt Flynn piece there. Or if you want to give us a call, any last thoughts on the show, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. If you want to weigh in on some of Matt's comments or want to talk about his new book, Court of Last Resort, we can certainly do that a little bit as we prepare for the top of the hour news today. Coming up tomorrow, by the way, going to want to be with us, our friend and ongoing contributor, Brady Ewing, will be back. Back-to-back weeks, Brady Ewing will be here tomorrow talking about previewing the Wisconsin Badger Bowl game with LSU on January 1st. And also tomorrow is our Christmas show. So it's going to be great. We're going to play some holiday tunes. Mr. Zomers will have a couple of holiday board games, Christmas board games you can play with friends and family. So just kind of going to be a little bit of a reflective time, some holiday stories, talk about favorite Christmas movies as well. So tomorrow, our big Christmas show tomorrow. So
tomorrow, I'm going to bring in some hot chocolate.
Really? All right. Well, fantastic. Very good. Let's go to the phone lines. Wisco Paul giving us a call. Always great to hear from you, Wisco. Appreciate you calling in. I think you're following up on what Matt's going to talk about next hour, these Colorado judges' death threats, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, Todd. It's a bridge too far. It's a bad luck. And for the love of God, I don't know why none of these people are prosecuted because, okay, I'm talking to you. You have my phone number, and if I, which I would never do, but I made a death threat against you. You have my telephone number, for goodness sake, so you can get my address. And somebody would probably show up at my house and say, hey, you know, you can't do that or something. At any rate, it isn't a good look. I mean, the judges are doing what they think is right. And, well, and the election people down in Georgia.
Right.
I just cannot grasp this part of the Trump base doing it. That's all. I wanted to say. Yeah. It's not cool, man. So thanks for taking my call, Todd.
Anytime, Wisco. Always great to hear from you, Wisco Paul. If you've got a couple of minutes left, give us a call if you'd like to join in. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Yeah, we could end back where we kind of began at the top of the show. Rudy Giuliani today declaring bankruptcy in court.
As I said, as they say, don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Right.
As they say, mess around and find out. And as they say, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
They say all that. But no, it's Wisco's comments are valid ones and good reminders that, again, we can have disagreements in this country. We should have vigorous debates. I mean, if we all believe the same thing, it'd be a boring and, quite frankly, unhealthy country. We should continue to challenge one another, but you can disagree with someone without being disagreeable. You can certainly disagree with someone without threats of violence or intimidation. And this is something that we've gone through. You know, I'm not old enough to have been alive during the peak of the civil rights movement in this country. But certainly there was death, there were assassinations, there was violence. And then we kind of, you know, got away from a lot of that or most of that. And by the time we reached the late 80s into the 90s, the early 2000s, and 9/11 kind of brought people back together as a country, at least for a minute, at least for a minute. But really it's been the rise of Trumpism and MAGA that has brought about this reinsurgence of threats of violence and as our friend Trigvi Olsen says, a zero-sum game. In other words, if we don't get everything we want, then we're willing to destroy all of it. Or if you have an elected official and they don't agree on everything that we agree on, then somehow we're going to ostracize them and cancel them. And that's just super unhealthy.
Yeah. And also, as he says, having somebody who behaves like this as the head of the country and then trying to become the head of the country again with potentially no consequences gives us permission to be our worst selves. Because if the president can act like that, I can act like that.
Right. And it's a good reminder that, again, our neighbors across the street or beside us are not our enemies. They just aren't. I mean, unless, you know, if someone actually is violent. But because they might ideologically believe different, it doesn't make them our enemy. It makes them our fellow American. And somehow we have to reject hyper-partisanship, quite frankly, on both sides. But certainly on the MAGA side right now, it has reached a new height or a new low, whichever way you want to look at it. And we have to separate out the MAGA Trump leadership from everyday folks that, you know, might vote Republican for the Register of Deeds. That's a very different type of Republican, right? And more great conversations like we had today with our friend Matt Flynn, who's coming up next. Also with our friend Luke Mathers, who joins us every Tuesday, but today he was kind enough to join us on a Thursday with Mr. Sommers. The more we talk, the more we listen, the more we find out we're just all the same. Looking for freedom, like our friend George Michaels, right? Stay tuned. Matt Flynn is next, a Matt Flynn Direct. We will be back tomorrow with a brand new holiday Christmas special. We'll see you then. Whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, keep banging on your drum. Matt Flynn is next.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
When President Joe Biden visited the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce in Milwaukee, your local Civic Media radio stations had it covered live. News Director Terry Bell.
Heard a lot about Bidenomics and his plan to grow the economy by growing the middle class out as opposed to the upper class down.
And Earl Ingram.
Credit the Biden administration. He's already made things happen.
Your place for special live coverage. It's your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.